Hey, welcome to the Film Podcast. I'm Ricardo.
I'm Jenny.
I'm Brandon.
I'm Adam Scott.
And today we're talking about movie badasses. Yeah, that's a mouth. That's a word. That's a lot to say.
Movie badasses? Movie
badasses is a long fucking word.
It is.
Yeah.
Badass.
Yeah, yeah.
Movie badasses.
Badasses. So I'm excited. We got a lot of, there's a lot of movie badasses. Some of them cross into villains. Some of them, I noticed that in my research. A lot of the ones I put on my list, I'm like, you know what? These guys are kind of bad guys. We should save it for a different villain list.
Can we discuss the difference between kick-ass and badass?
Sure.
Because this is badasses, not kick-ass, right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I guess so. I don't know.
I'm not sure what the difference is between badass and kick-ass. I kind of thought they were synonymous.
Well, no.
Well, I feel like kick-ass is more physical and badass is more a mentality. Does that make sense?
I want that on a shirt.
Or attitude.
I want a picture of you wearing that shirt.
Badass is a state of mind?
Yeah, like an attitude. And
where
kick-ass
is
more,
like...
I feel like...
Like Bruce Lee kicks ass.
I feel like kick-ass is
also
can
a badass.
Be badass, but I don't feel like all badasses are kick-ass.
That is true. I think so.
How? When?
What do you mean how?
Give me
when?
An example.
Okay, Morgan Freeman in Lean On Me, he's a badass, but he doesn't kick ass. Right, Adam?
I agree.
See?
But Tom Berenger in The Substitute is a badass who kicks ass.
Yeah, yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. So there are some.
Yeah. So there's crossover sometimes.
Okay.
But not all the time. You know what I mean? It's like some bourbons are whiskey. But whiskey, I don't know that one. How does that go?
Some whiskey is bourbon, and some whiskey is scotch,
yes.
And some whiskey is just whiskey.
Yeah. So, there you go. Got a bunch of whiskeys.
Fooled me once. Fooled me.
Fooled me.
Twice.
We're all fooled.
Fooled.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to talk about movies we've seen recently in theaters or just in VHS, whatever mode of viewing you intake your movies through. Jenny, you want to start us off? Did you watch stuff on Beta?
And I take my movies.
I watched something at the Dollar Theater and something at the regular theater.
Which is funny because we call it the Dollar Theater, but it really costs $3.
Right. It's not.
Does the $3 cost $6?
But see, here's the thing. The $3 theater, it doesn't sound good coming out of your mouth. Oh, I went to the $3 theater. It sounds better when you go, went to the Dollar Theater.
Yeah.
So, what did you see?
I saw Saving Mr. Banks finally.
Ugh.
And I loved it. So, you know.
Suck it.
Stick a rose on your nose or whatever. However it goes. How does it go?
I don't know.
How does that go? I've never heard that. I love it, though.
I don't know.
Stick rose in your nose?
That's not right.
It sounds like lovely because it smelled delicious.
Yeah, right. Yeah. No, that can't be right. Yeah.
It's very lovely violence.
Yeah. So you liked it.
I don't know what it is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I liked it. Made me go buy Mary Poppins the next day. And watch it.
You did. You did buy it. I was there when you bought it.
And think about how the author just hated it. Everything.
I know. I know. I was going through and I was like, oh my God. And then I was like, this isn't how she said it was going to start.
You know, they use the fucking the animated penguins.
Yeah.
That's the one thing she hated. I didn't like the movie because it was about nothing. Like,
no, it was about a musical and you don't like musicals. That's why.
No. All right. Yeah. That part I hated.
Because you already knew it was going to happen.
Well, no.
If Paul Greengrass had done it, do you think it
would have
been
better? Amazing. That would have been amazing.
That would have been a really weird...
He would have really kept the tension taut.
At the end, Tom Hanks just crying, like fucking emotionally losing it when he gets the rights to the movie. He's like, sir, you're okay, you're safe. You're safe, Walt.
Mr. Banks, Mr. Banks. I'm in charge. Yeah. I'm the captain now.
I'm
Mr. Banks now.
It's okay. You've been safe.
Yeah, yeah, and he's just fucking losing it. He has no shirt on, and he's just fucking crying, dude. But yeah, there's no point to the movie. Like, she was gonna give her, Walt was gonna throw enough money where she had to say yes. Let's not kid ourselves.
Yeah.
It wasn't a challenge, so screw that movie. Not a fan.
I still haven't seen it, but some people said that behind all that like stuff is like you kind of get a glimpse of the darkness of Disney. Like the sad kind of, you know, lonely weirdo Walt Disney building a theme park in honor of a lost childhood.
See, if they would
does talk about his past a little bit.
Yeah.
And that's interesting.
I like that.
Yeah.
See, that's interesting to me. If there was, it was a movie about that, I would watch a 3-hour movie that's very still about Walt fucking losing it emotionally. But it wasn't about that. It was about fucking stupid Mr. Banks. So, not a fan.
Yeah. Okay.
What else did you see, Jenny?
I saw Frozen, finally.
Oh.
What was that?
It was good. Yeah. I liked it. I just liked other Disney movies more.
What's the storyline?
Two sisters. There's two sisters. One of them has powers to make things cold and frozen.
Mm-hmm.
And
like Frozone?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. But she can't really control them.
Whoa.
And so they lock them both away. Their parents do for like their whole life.
She's like Teen Wolf. She can't control when she turns into Teen Wolf.
And so they split the two sisters up when they're really young. And then the parents die, like, right at the beginning of the movie, so I'm not spoiling anything. Spoiler. And then it's, like, a whole thing where she gets old enough and has to have her coronation, so she has to come out in public, and they have to open the doors, and then shit goes haywire.
Really?
Yeah. But it's pretty good. And I like the music, and I like the characters, and I liked the actors. I just like Tangled more.
Oh, okay.
I like Tangled a lot.
I haven't seen either of them.
Ugh, Tangled's so good.
Yeah. Anything else you saw?
Mary Poppins.
And then we saw Army of Darkness.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't really watching. I was paying really close attention to Catan.
We're playing Settlers of Catan and then watching Army of Darkness.
And I've never seen it before.
You've never seen Army of Darkness?
No, so I need to watch it again.
Yeah. Not while you're playing Settlers of
Catan.
Right.
I need to pay more attention because I think I'd like it a lot.
I won. With Jenny's boyfriend helped me, so.
So you did great.
It is great.
Real great.
What did you watch?
I finally watched Riddick.
How was that?
It was really good.
Really?
Oh, really?
Really confusing gender politics.
I don't know if the movie. I can't read you if you're being sarcastic or you.
No, I actually really enjoyed it. I enjoyed the first like 20 or 30 minutes more than the rest of the movie, where it was just Riddick trying to survive on the planet. It was really good, and he got the dog friend, trained him to fight the water monster.
Really?
Yeah. Have you not seen it?
Not seen it.
Oh, okay.
I've only seen part one.
Oh, really? You've only seen Pitch Black?
Yeah.
The second one's okay.
You know what? No, I did see
it. It's pretty bad.
I saw
the second one. It's not okay. But I like Vin Diesel in it.
Is the second one where...
And Carl Urban's okay, even though he's super weird.
He's in part two?
Yeah.
I don't remember him. I gotta watch it again.
And I don't understand the universe of Riddick, because they say things that are very specifically earthbound. So I don't know if it's supposed to be some kind of future.
Or
I don't know, just some alternate like fantasy world.
Huh.
Because they say things like, oh God, what are they saying in this one? There's some part of the thing has to do with like the power cores are taken from two ships and someone's talking about trying to link one to the other. And it's like, come on, just jailbreak it. Like very specifically mentioning like, jailbreaking an iPhone.
Yeah.
And it just comes out of nowhere.
He's like, use your iPhone.
Yeah. And there's just weird anachronisms like that. And, but the whole first part of the movie is he just wakes up on this planet injured, like his leg is busted and he's crawling and he just is surviving for like the first half hour of the movie.
Yeah.
Like fighting the like local, like wildlife. It was really good.
You know what? It's funny.
And Katie Sackhoff plays a weird. Sorry, it's hard to discuss if no one's seen it, but the gender stuff is really weird. I don't really understand what's going on.
Is she playing it really butch?
There's all this stuff like it opens because he's made king at the end of the second one.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a kind of a flashback part at the beginning of this one where it just brings you up to speed on how he left that to like try and find his home planet again.
Mm-hmm.
And like there's a scene with like these women like writhing on the bed and like there's this voiceover of him saying like they couldn't they wanted me to do things kings normally do, and like it's just real. And then like Katie Sackhoff plays a lesbian, like she has very specific lines about, you know, I don't fuck guys like you or whatever, like I don't fuck guys, or she has some really like straight to the point line, like there's no subtlety. And then there's a part where Riddick is saying, like, okay, in 2 minutes I'm going to do this, in 5 minutes I'm going to do this, and at the end of it all, like, you're going to do that, like, being real badass about it.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is that Katie Sackhoff is going to ask him to sleep with her. And then, like, that kind of... It's just really weird. It's hard to describe for someone who's never seen it, but it's just really bizarre.
Is there nudity?
There is a little bit of nudity.
Kitty Sacco?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Oh, that's a treat, at least.
But the rest of the movie is really good.
I don't believe you.
Okay. I had a good time with it.
You said part two. You like part two?
Dave Bautista is really good. Part two is not good. Okay. Vin Diesel is fun to watch in it, but it's not a good movie.
I feel really bad for Judi Dench, that whole movie. I'm like, I'm so
that's
sorry
right, Judi Dench.
She's in it?
I was like, Dame Judi Dench is in The Chronicles of Riddick.
Part two?
Yeah, well, that's the name of the... Long. Yeah, Pitch Black, Chronicles of Riddick, and then Riddick.
And the next one's going to be called Riddick and then just the four? Like...
Probably.
Like a little four?
Yeah.
Like Aliens?
Like the seven for the T in Star Wars.
Yeah.
Too Fast, Too Riddick.
Yeah. Too soon, man. Too soon. So, is there anything else you watched?
I watched The Summit.
What is that?
A documentary about the deadliest 48 hours in K2's history.
Oh, really?
Where eight climbers died in one night.
It's on Netflix now.
It's really good.
To watch it.
Really? It is. It's really good. It uses like partly, you know, footage people shot from the site, you know, in and around that day and on that day, and then some recreations, mostly of the deaths.
Yeah.
But it's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jenny and I, we didn't talk about it last week, but Jenny and I saw Need for Speed.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It was fun. I enjoyed it. A lot of people have the complaint that the trailer looked like everything was CGI, but watching the movie, there's not a lot of CGI. Like,
yeah, it didn't look like a lot of CGI to me. It looked like
not.
A lot of practical stuff.
Yeah, it was besides the scenes where it was really dialogue heavy, and of course it was green screen while they were in the car, you know, talking. But the thing is, like, you don't need that. You don't need that to be them really doing it. You don't need that to be practical. So that stuff looked a little CGI, like they were using a green screen to do that scene. But besides that, every car chase thing was practical, and it looked pretty cool. My only complaint is, like, tone. Like, it's always weird when one actor of a movie is clearly acting... Like he's in a different movie. Like he didn't get the tone right, and everybody in the movie has it right except Aaron Paul. And I'm not saying he was wrong on what he did. I'm just saying his tone was for a very different movie. He had the tone of like Drive, where he was really fucking serious, you know, and like he's like fucking crying and like, you know, like his tone was like, let's take this like if it was real life. And everybody else is like, oh, we're just having fun. This is like on 60 Seconds. Cool.
Well, but he always looks like he's about to cry.
Yeah, but yeah. I feel like if he would have just, like, someone would have sat him down and got, dude, just have fun with this. Don't be too serious. Just, you know. And I think it would have been a way more fun of a ride for me as a viewer. Jenny, what did you think? Did you like it?
I did. I kind of knew what it was going to be going into it, so I think that's why I didn't mind it. It reminded me a lot of the first time you saw Fast and the Furious, where as a teenager, and you're like, this is a really good teenager movie.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like, it felt like that type of thing, but not as, I'm trying to think of the word, not smart, but not as, like,
not as cheesy.
Advanced or something. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. And so it was... But I really liked it. I thought it knew its crowd was teenagers, and that's...
But it wasn't self-aware enough. Fast and Furious knew what it was.
Yeah, no, it's not self-aware enough.
I feel like a lot of... maybe. I don't know. I feel like a lot of it is self-aware enough. I think just... Maybe. What's-his-face isn't.
Yeah, that's the thing that everyone's
Aaron Paul isn't.
Everyone's having fun with the movie. Like, literally just like Kid Cudi is like being funny and like... And the best part of the movie, by far, is Michael Keaton.
Yeah, he's hilarious.
He's hilarious.
You can kind of tell that from the trailer. He just looks like he's having
funny.
A really good time.
Like, they're like, they put him in a room and they're like, just go crazy, Michael. And he goes crazy.
Isn't he only in the movie, like, via video screen?
Yeah, he is. I mean, they cut to the room and stuff, and you see, like, scenes of him talking to the mic, but it's just, it's fun.
It's fun.
He was really fun.
Yeah.
But, all right. So, that's it, right? Anything else? Nope. Moving on, let's go. Let's do this movie, Badasses. Who's going first? Don't all jump in. Adam, you go first. You have the red mic and the red jacket, so you're matching.
Okay. I don't know what that has to do with anything, but okay. So my number five is kind of a tie, depending on whether or not you consider it one movie or two movies, or the intention in the beginning. It's the bride from Kill Bill.
All right, me too.
Nice.
It's all one thing.
Okay. Yeah, it's one thing. She's badass.
She's and so badass.
You don't know her name in the first movie. I mean, or if you count it as one movie, the first half.
Yeah.
You don't know her name.
So, like, she just looks like she would beat the shit out of me.
Yeah, yeah.
I was also, like, I was gauging this list on my art as I was making, like, all right, I can't just pick the baddest badasses. I have to pick the baddest badasses in my favorite movies also. You know, so like I just so it'd be easier.
Okay.
Because no, I feel like if I just did baddest badasses, I'd be repeating a lot of stuff.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
So yeah, I love this movie. I mean, it's Uma Thurman playing a man with no name character, a woman with no name character, seeking revenge against the dude that shot her and killed everyone at her wedding.
Yeah.
And he thought he killed her, and it's an awesome, awesome revenge movie. I love both parts. Saw part one twice in the same day.
Yeah.
So good.
No, it's really good. I'm still waiting for the whole bloody affair.
Yeah. Like, he had the screening not too long ago, yeah, and I really wanted to go, and I missed it.
I saw it. Yeah. It was really good.
You saw it?
In fact, I think you learn her name at the
early
beginning of the movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
In the full cut, if I'm remembering correctly.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah. But it was awesome.
How long is the movie?
It's like 4 hours.
Oh, wow. Nice. And is there stuff cut out or stuff put in?
I don't remember. I remember going into it, people saying that there was stuff added in, but I don't remember what that stuff would have been.
Yeah.
I think the anime sequence is a little bit longer.
Oh, okay.
But I don't remember anything else, like anything major having been cut in. It was just, I just thought it was much better having it flow as one movie.
Yeah, yeah.
But that was my number three as well, The Bride.
Okay.
That was my
number three. It's going to be a lot of repetition.
Maybe. God, she's so good.
Maybe. I think that one at least had to be in all our list, maybe. Maybe not Jenny's.
I did a different character from Kill Bill.
Whoa.
Ooh.
All right. So that was my number.
Excited to know who that is.
The Bride was number four for me as well. Jenny, what is your...
That was my number five.
I'm sorry.
Yes. It wasn't Brandon's number five, I don't think.
No, it was my number three.
That's what, yeah.
But what's your favorite Bride moment?
My favorite Bride moment... I don't know.
I think mine is Vivica A. Fox scene.
Oh, that is a good scene.
Because
yeah.
It's right at the beginning. Yeah, it's the first thing where you're like, okay.
Yeah, and also like, it uses everything. It's not like it's not just, you know, like the using like, there's like glass everywhere and like
it's brutal.
It goes a lot of places.
And their daughter coming home. Yeah.
And like
it sets the tone perfectly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
It's right out the gate. But I mean, I do love the sword fight in Bill's not Bill's in Bud's trailer.
Oh yeah.
Oh, the one with L.
With L, yeah.
That is good.
Yeah, it is good.
I think it's breaking out of the coffin.
That's what I was gonna say too.
I love when you come out of the training flashback back into the coffin and like the music is swelling and she starts busting through.
That I mean, that seriously, when you first ask, that is the first thing that pops in my head is like the most badass thing ever. Yeah. Like punching your way, 1 inch punching your way out of a coffin.
Her
through
hand.
The earth.
Oh my God.
That, if nothing else, that earns you a spot on the best badasses list.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So that was your number five?
Yes.
That's my number five. Sorry, and it's Brandon's number three.
Three.
So, Jenny, what is your number five?
We didn't do Brandon's number five.
We're going this way.
Oh, okay, got it. That's weird.
It's fine.
We don't usually go that way.
Sorry.
All right, so my number five, I'll go ahead and do my Kill Bill character. I picked Go-Go.
She is a good choice. Yeah, she is a badass.
That's the one character I wish I could cosplay, but I don't have black hair. I would love to cosplay Go-Go. The actress...
Get a wig, right?
Yeah, I hate wigs. I don't do wigs. Michelle does wigs. They're itchy.
Why do you hate wigs?
The actress... what's her name? Chiaka Kiriyama? Mm-hmm. Alone is badass just for her battle royale stuff, too.
Yeah.
So,
you can put her in... That could be a two-way tie, really.
Yeah, because it's like the same type of...
Yeah, in fact,
stuff.
That's where Quentin saw her now and then decided to
I think
to
so,
test.
Yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. And doesn't she wear the same outfit, too, in Battle Royale? She's wearing a school uniform.
She's wearing a school. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of the same thing.
What does she have? She has, like, like a morning star kind
of
mace. Yeah,
is that what that circle?
But
thing?
It's on a chain.
Yeah, it's like a weird, star, like crazy one. Yeah. It's like extra long.
Yeah.
God,
it's so cool.
And like it just starts out as a ball, but then doesn't she push a button and then the blade comes out?
Yes.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, she is badass. Really, you could any of the women in that movie are badasses. Really.
Kind of.
Elle's pretty badass. But she's kind of a bitch.
She's the buffoonish badass.
Yeah, yeah.
Lucy Liu. That fight in the snow.
God. Oh,
so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or when she decapitates that guy for talking shit.
Yeah. Oh, the board meeting.
So basically, we should have just had all of the women in the Kill Bill.
Yeah.
Plus David Carradine.
Plus David Carradine.
Yeah.
Plus David Carradine making a sandwich.
Chock full of badasses.
That's his most badass moment is making that sandwich.
With Bimbo bread?
Yes.
I love that bread. all right. Brandon, what is your number five?
Snake Plissken.
Ooh.
I knew you were going to have him on my list.
Of course.
I knew you were going to have him on, so I took him off my list. I love that you brought that up. He's badass. He's
one of the few on my list that are like straight up badass.
Now, I don't know if we talked about this, but what do you guys think of Escape from LA? I don't hate it.
I tried watching. I loved it when I was a kid because, I don't know, I loved a lot of stuff when I was a kid that I shouldn't have because it was terrible. But I watched it again and I didn't hate it. I enjoyed it. It's obviously different, but I think it's earnest in its cartoonishness, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, because it goes all the way. By the time you get to Bruce Campbell's, like, weird plastic surgeon guy in L.A.
The Surgeon General?
The Surgeon General of Beverly Hills. Like, that is, okay, you know exactly what the tone is of this movie.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, I guess it could be the same thing as New York. Like, that's almost satirically dark New York.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? But like post-apocalyptic,
one of the last scenes in Escape from LA, like it's basically Disneyland.
Yeah, exactly.
But I loved it. I thought it was fun. I like how crazy it gets.
Yeah,
I still want a sequel. I'm not gonna lie. I want a part three,
Escape from Earth.
Yeah,
that's what. Yeah,
that'd be cool.
Well, maybe they'll do the comic because Eric Powell is doing the comics of Big Trouble in Little China.
Really?
Yeah, the guy who does the Goon. That I'm excited for.
Nice. Yeah, yeah.
So maybe they could do a comic series.
Yeah.
Escape from Earth.
Come on,
it's Snake Plissken.
Yeah. Call me Snake. All right, that's your number five?
Yeah.
All right. Adam, what is your number four?
My number
four? I can't believe I said Snake Plissken and we spent the whole time talking about Escape from L.A.
Sorry. So
that is weird. Yeah. And I think it's very silly. I don't enjoy it.
I'll take any type of snake, you know.
The only LA, like I rewatched it after we saw him talking about it.
Cincinnati,
at the screening of Escape from New York.
Yeah, we saw it with Kurt Russell doing a Q&A.
Escape from New York, we did.
Yeah, which was amazing.
And he talked about how much he enjoyed doing the sequel. So I went back and rewatched, and I still think it's silly.
Oh,
but I think that's what they were going for.
Yeah.
There we are talking about Escape from LA again.
Peter Fonda.
Escape from New York is so good.
Pam Grier, isn't it? Steve Buscemi's awesome. Dude. Cuervo Jones.
But I love it because it's just he comes in totally formed.
Yeah.
Like you don't need to know anything else about him other than who he is in the first 2 minutes of the movie.
Yeah.
99% of why I like Escape from New York is no, 100 the only reason I love Escape from New York is because of Snake Plissken.
Yeah.
Like he is
because of Kurt Russell.
Yeah.
We're talking about badasses in movies, but we're talking about the actors.
Yeah. Kurt Russell is he's just so badass.
Yeah, because you got to carry it. Well, and Kurt Russell just fucking. Then you got to put in
Lee Van Cleef
for sure
in part one.
I was going to say that about Escape from New York. Like Stacy Keach is the best poor man's Lee Van Cleef.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that's probably the most insulting thing you could say about Stacy Keach.
Yeah,
is if you don't have Lee Van Cleef, you get Stacy Keach.
Yeah,
God, Lee Van Cleef is so good.
He was really good. Yeah,
he almost showed up on the list too.
He did for mine almost too.
Yeah, that was close.
I try to be different. I try to change it up a little bit. I don't know if I succeeded, but whatever.
Who cares?
So that's your number five, Adam. What is your number four?
Number four is from 1971, and it is Shaft.
Nice. Mm.
He's a bad motherfucker.
Shut your
mouth. You let me finish the word. He's just so fucking cool.
Yeah.
As Shaft. Like, and as cool as Samuel L. Jackson is, John Singleton's Shaft, it just wasn't, like, it was, I don't know, it didn't quite hit the same note as the original Richard Roundtree Shaft.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's just, he's so cool. And it's the 70s, and, like, right from the beginning, it's, like, a gritty New York, 71, and he's, like, I think also the racial politics of the time kind of, like, add to his badassness.
Yeah.
Because he's just, like, talking shit to white cops. You're, like, pulling him in and hassling him about his detective's license. It's a really convoluted story, but I love it so much. He's a private detective who's, like, hired to come in and find someone's daughter who's been kidnapped by black militants. And it's so much fun. And he's just, he has time to, like, hook up with everybody.
Hey, there's always time to hook up with ladies.
And of course, he has to, like, save the day in a skin-tight, like, leather suit, which they parody so well in I'm Gonna Get You, Sucka. I just love this movie so much. Like, from the opening. Like, there's a reason so many people know this song. Like, even if you haven't seen the movie, you know the theme song from Shaft. And as soon as it starts, and it's, like, that New York street, and it's a wide shot, and it kind of zooms in on Richard Roundtree coming out of the subway, and I'm just in it. It's so good. I love this movie.
How many sequels were there?
There were three. There was Shaft, there was Shaft's Big Score, and there was Shaft in Africa.
What does he do in Africa?
I don't remember. That one is really hazy. Shaft's Big Score is not very good. It has a cool car chase in it. Mm-hmm. But the first one's the best one. I mean, you got Gordon Parks directing. Mm-hmm. I mean, and they don't even use the theme song in the second one. It's a different song. Mm-hmm. They had someone else write a different song for it. And the second one's even more convoluted. And it seems kind of like a TV movie, but it does have an awesome car chase. And a really cool, like, helicopter shootout at the end. But, like, the movie itself is kind of stale.
Yeah.
I don't remember Shaft in Africa at all. And then they did the remake with Samuel L. Jackson.
And Christian Bale.
Yeah. And Jeffrey Wright as one of the other. It was Two-Bag.
Peebles.
Yeah, Peebles.
Jeffrey Wright is so good.
He's
so
really good. Shaft. Like, it has
rewatched
really
it and
good...
I forgot how amazing
he's
he is.
So, and he's, like, scary. And especially, like, his last scene.
Yeah. It's, like, white, the Egyptian cotton.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
Like, John Singleton's Shaft had so much going for it, but it's just, it doesn't compare to
Busta
the original.
Rhymes is in it?
Busta Rhymes is in it.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Richard Roundtree is in it as, like, it's like kind of like playing with the mythos. Like, oh, he's John Shaft also, but he's that Shaft's nephew.
Yeah.
It's weird. I don't know. I mean, I do enjoy that one, but the first one is a classic.
Yeah. All right. So, Shaft. You're number five?
My number four.
Four, sorry. Son of a bitch. I already lost count. All right, my number four is from 1985, and there's two other sequels to this. John Rambo. John Rambo's a badass. And in the first one, he's kind of subdued, you know? Like, he's like, you know what? I'm just going to chill. I don't want any trouble.
He's not chopping off dudes' heads or ripping out their throats yet.
No. Oh, sorry. There's three sequels to that movie. Forgot about
two of which are good.
Yeah. Well, I don't know which two are you talking about.
Wait, there's not three sequels. There's three movies.
No, there's four. There's
four movies.
There's First Blood.
Oh.
There's Rambo First Blood Part 2. There's Rambo 3.
That's
and
right.
And there's Rambo.
Yeah.
Rambo.
Yeah.
Rambo's a good one. You didn't like
one?
The new Rambo? John Rambo?
It was okay.
Really? I really liked it.
It was okay.
I thought it was really great.
Well, let's talk about the first Rambo.
Okay.
First Blood.
Because it's more like First Blood.
Yeah.
That's why I like it.
Well, First Blood, he's not looking for trouble. He just...
Exactly.
He's in...
he's passing through.
Yeah, he's in Washington, right? Oregon?
Oregon or Washington.
Yeah.
Somewhere in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah.
Brian Dennehy's town.
Brian Dennehy fucking just doesn't care for John Rambo. He doesn't care for these guys, these veterans. And he gives them a hard time. And then DJ Caruso gets his nose broken. Fucking putting his nose where he doesn't belong, you know? But he's just a badass. Like, he literally, like Troutman kind of, like, encompasses everything that he basically says everything that Rambo is. He's like, hey,
right.
If you're going to go out for Rambo, you're going to need more body bags. Because he's just a badass. He doesn't need anything to survive. He'll make a bow and arrow. He'll make spears. He protects himself from the elements by just using an old, like, tarp. Just badass. And it's funny, did you guys know that scene was improvised?
Yeah, the
tarp scene?
Oh, no, not the tarp.
Yeah. So they were just filming, and he found that tarp, and he put it over himself, And then the finishing director's like, well, you just picked that up from the floor. We don't have extra ones. That's the only one we have. So he's like, if you want to use it, I can't have it be, we can't be responsible for that one piece of prop. So Sylvester Stallone had to keep it with him at all time. Like, he was responsible for it. And I think that's pretty cool.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, me neither.
It's in the commentary for Rambo First Blood.
This is another one of those movies where I didn't see the original for the longest time. I just had the second one. Like, I always watch. It's the same thing with Star Wars. Yeah, like, I had Rambo First Blood Part 2, and I watched that one all the time before I saw First Blood. And then First Blood is, like, as much as I love Rambo, First Blood Part 2. Yeah. First Blood is amazing.
First Blood is amazing.
So good.
It's his monologue at the end
is
really amazing.
Cause,
and that's what I thought you were going to bring up, is that wasn't that a fill-in?
Yeah.
It had
a
different ending, and then Stallone went and wrote that.
Yeah, the original ending was, well, he rewrote most of the movie, and he actually
does that a lot.
Re-edited the movie, yeah. The original ending, he dies.
It's kind of horrible.
It's more
that.
Of, well...
Because then he always sues for credit.
Yeah.
He, like, changes just enough to try and arbitrate credit. Yeah.
The original movie had him dying, you know? He basically, death by cop, you know? And he didn't like that. He's like, let's just film something else and see what works in the editing room. And he filmed that scene where they take him away, and he gives up. And then... this is also in the commentary, and I've heard his brother talk about it too, Frank Stallone, who's really funny.
Frank is great. He tells amazing stories.
Yeah. Yeah. And he could.
I used to hear him on Stern all the time. Yeah.
And so he wanted to buy the movie back because he didn't like the cut of the movie. So he said, I have enough movie money, so I want to buy the print and then not release it. And they wouldn't let him do it. And then he said, well, will you at least let me re-edit the movie? And they're like, all right. And he re-edited the movie to what it is now. And then they screened it, and it got such a good rating on that second screen that's the version we know now. So, but he's just a badass, and then he just kind of, part two just goes crazy, you know? Like, I love, he takes on a whole
part
army.
Two is the response where it's like, well, what everyone loved was all the outright violence, right? Which, everyone loved Rambo killing people.
Which, no, me, it was more like the fact, I like the first half of the movie a lot. More than like the last half of First Blood, because it's just like him. This is gonna sound very cliche for me, but it's kind of still like, you know,
it's
like
just him in the forest.
Yeah,
no, it's the same reason I liked Riddick a lot. The first half hour of Riddick.
Don't compare Riddick.
No,
to
I will.
First
no,
Blood,
I totally
dude.
Will. It's totally valid.
Wait, so Riddick is First Blood in space?
Well, as far as the first part of it, just being like a guy just trying to get through the day and having some trouble.
And then Brian Dennehy shows up.
Yep.
He's like, get off my planet. We don't like your kind here.
It's really weird.
He's like, there's a nice restaurant in the next planet. part two, kind of, they just... James Cameron actually wrote part two.
Yeah.
He came and wrote it, and it was
all... And you
all,
can tell.
Yeah, it's all fucking action. But it's still great. And three, I didn't hate. I didn't hate three. I don't know why. You hated three?
Well, now that you say that, I'm trying to even remember three.
It's a fun movie. I mean, besides the whole fact that he's helping the Taliban.
Okay, three is the Russians.
Two and three, there are
that's
Russians.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Have I not seen Rambo 3?
Rambo 3 is in Afghanistan. He has to go save Troutman.
Yeah.
Troutman gets kidnapped.
Get kidnapped.
Rambo 3 is the main plot that they rip off for Hot Shots Part 2.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
And Kurtwood Smith is in part three.
Which is a better movie.
He's a CIA man.
I don't even remember that.
That recruits him.
I don't remember that at all.
Watch it.
But John Rambo is a lot like First Blood, where he's more reactive.
In a way. Yeah.
Like, he's still,
he's
like...
way too violent.
John Rambo? I'm going to call it John Rambo.
The last one.
I feel like he called it
That's
John
what
Rambo.
It was supposed to be called. But then the last minute they changed it.
They just changed it to Rambo? Okay.
Yeah.
It was really violent.
I do like the end of that one. Where he just goes back home.
Yeah.
I like that. But yeah, that is my number four. Jenny, what do you got?
Okay. So my number four is, the driver from Drive.
Nice.
He's an honorable mention, especially now that you put him on. I feel like I've had him on like three lists now.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Or the movie. It was definitely like best of 2011. I think he might have been an honorable mention for Car Chases, but yeah, so fucking badass.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
See, I feel like here's a big difference of, like, what's a badass and what's... So, like, I like Rambo because he's reactionary, mm-hmm. right? Most of the badasses we're talking about are reacting to the situation they're in.
Yes.
And they do it coolly and calmly.
Yeah.
In a collected manner.
Yeah.
I would call the driver more of a sociopath than, like, a badass. He's really close to just being a murderer. Just being, like, an insane...
I don't know.
Maybe even psychopath.
But he has a reason to kill everybody. He's everyone has a reason. People.
Yeah. He's not a serial killer.
Yeah, David Berkowitz had a reason.
Yeah.
But he's in... But, I mean, and you're talking about having a problem with the violence in Rambo. He lays some thick violence on people.
No, here's the thing about Rambo. Rambo punches a guy's face off. You know, like he literally...
So does the driver.
No.
I'm sorry. He stomps the guy's face off.
But he had it coming, dude. He had it coming. He was going to hurt his lady.
But the Burmese army guy who was raping and pillaging didn't have it coming?
I guess so. It got punched off, dude.
It did.
And I'm not saying I have a problem with the violence.
The other guy's throat out. I didn't have a problem with the violence at all. Either movie.
Yeah, I'm just saying he's teetering. He's teetering on the edge of just like I don't know why anyone would want to go with him.
I feel like the only difference between Driver and Rambo is that Rambo can like his actions are kind of under the umbrella of combat.
Sure.
Yeah.
So it's like oh well, whatever. He's in a war torn area. Whereas the driver's action, he's like in the middle of Los Angeles, so it's even more fucked up.
It's an urban war.
Right, but like John Rambo is also capable of like conversation.
Yeah.
The driver seems like just flat out looks like a psychopath.
Like, hey,
and talks like one.
Hey, what's your favorite food? Well, hey, did you come from a restaurant? You got a toothpick in your mouth.
Cheeseburger.
No, but he is a badass.
He is. I do think he is a badass. I'm just saying, for me, he's teetering on that edge of
and he kicks
just
ass.
Flat out sociopath.
I guess so.
Yeah,
there's wrong with that.
There were a couple people on this list who was like, well, it's a fine edge.
Yeah.
It's a fine edge.
Yeah.
Jenny,
are we going to do that list now? Our favorite sociopaths?
Yeah. Oh, like
that's not bad.
Yeah.
He would be on my list.
Well, Jenny, would you take a road trip with a driver?
Would you go anywhere
well,
with him?
Well, it's... Ryan
Gosling. Well, no.
He's hot. I don't even care about the name. He's hot.
But not Ryan Gosling, though.
He never takes the toothpick out.
You know what? To be honest, I'm not a big talker anyways, so it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world.
And when you stop at a gas station and some guy hits on you, he beats him to death with a pipe.
For me.
To death.
You're not going to get sick of the jacket at all?
Very nice.
The scorpion jacket?
Maybe if I got cold, he'd let me wear it.
That's cool.
No, the driver doesn't let his lady wear his jacket.
You don't know.
It's also
it
caked
didn't
in
get cold.
It's also
his old lady.
Caked in the blood of his victims.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He needs a new jacket.
He never cleans his clothes.
That's weird.
Driver,
doesn't change him.
Driver, much like Smoke, like the Bandit. Bandit only takes his hat off for two things. We know that from the movies. And Driver only takes his toothpick out for two things.
He's also never home because he's always driving around the city like a madman in the middle of the night.
Playing pop music.
Yeah.
Pop.
Yeah.
Pop.
Pop.
I'm not. Oh, I thought you were finishing it.
I'm not doing it.
But yeah, I
don't know.
He's a pretty badass. You wouldn't take a ride.
See, I think everyone on my list I would feel safe traveling with.
John Rambo is badass.
That's a thing for you for your badass list.
A little bit.
I have to feel safe with him.
I need a little vulnerability in my badasses.
He's vulnerable. What are you talking
about? Snake Plissken is probably the one on my list that is just a straight up badass from get go.
He's a wild card. I wouldn't.
He is a wild card.
Yeah. I wouldn't take a ride with Rambo. Sorry.
Rambo, all he wants to do is
I wouldn't take it. He probably smells really bad.
but guess
really
what?
Sweaty.
He loves goddamn hippies.
Yeah. He's really sweaty. All
no,
the time.
He it just
those clothes.
It's Man Musk, you know?
Man Musk.
Dude, I'd be scared to take a ride with the bride.
Yeah, she'd probably
kill you.
She's
scary.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? She's a mom.
Yeah.
Ugh, but she is she's doesn't like other people.
She doesn't like other people that did her wrong.
She doesn't like Buck.
I guess so.
She got Buck.
She'd find a way that I did her wrong. I closed the door wrong.
She's like, bitch, you closed the wrong.
You put the wrong. You changed your radio station.
Yeah. Oh
you think
my
very
God,
little
don't
of
do
the
head off.
Don't do anything around her. Wait, Go-Go?
Like,
I don't know enough about her.
No, but I feel like Go-Go, unprovoked. Like, there's like you can't even help it. Like,
oh, yeah. Don't even talk to her.
She'd just kill you. Even that would she kill you for not talking to her. Like, why didn't you talk to me? And she stabs you.
Why is she Spanish?
I don't know.
She's up, but why? Why must you not talk to me?
Yeah.
But no, Driver's a badass, and he kicks ass. Stomps people's faces in. All right. And then
Which is an amazing scene.
Almost hammers bullets in people's foreheads.
Oh, that's right.
All right. Well, that's a good pick. He is a badass. It's undenied. Brandon, what's your number three?
Four.
Number four?
Oh, yeah, four, yeah.
You're four, right? Yeah, sorry. I just did my four.
I'm all confused, guys. I'm sorry. Yeah, what is your number four?
My number four is a warrant officer on the Nostromo.
Whoa.
Ellen Ripley.
Nice. Ah, that is my...
She had to show up.
Number one.
Yeah. She's one of my favorite movies of all time, and she is just a straight-up badass.
I knew you guys were going to put her on there, so...
But she's also a badass because she's a survivor.
Yeah.
Like, she's not an outright badass. She doesn't start out being a badass.
Well, I don't think she's a badass in number one. I think she's
totally a badass.
I think she's more of a badass in
I've got aliens.
Yeah,
I have aliens too.
But that's the.
I feel like she's.
That's the Rambo like, First Blood Part 2 problem.
Yeah. I feel like she runs.
James Cameron?
Like she just doesn't know how to fight it. And that makes sense.
No one knows how to fight
that
it.
That makes sense. But that's why I feel like she's not.
She almost kills herself saving Jones.
You know who would have known how to kill it? Dutch from Predator. He would have said, if it bleeds, we can kill it. He would have killed it.
Yeah,
but if it bleeds acid.
Yeah, he didn't have to deal with acid blood.
That's true.
And as much as I love the first one, I do feel like she's the badass in Aliens.
She is.
She's a survivor.
Yeah.
That's, in the first one.
Yeah. That's part of what I don't like about the second. I don't know.
She's a badass in Aliens.
I love Aliens. I'm just saying, they're two totally different movies. I'm just saying it has the same problem of just escalation that is like Rambo First Blood Part 2. That I think the parts that I love about her specifically are in the first one.
But 2 is the best movie. Come on.
Okay, I disagree with both of you. I don't think she's a badass in the first one, and I don't think 2 is the best.
Yeah, I definitely don't think 2 is the best.
So you like 3 the best,
Oh,
huh?
I like 2 more.
Sorry. I like 2.
I mean, 2 is amazing.
Two's my favorite.
I love them in the order that they came out.
Game over, man.
That is how I think they are in the correct order. Yeah. Alien is the best.
Well, I think they're the incorrect order.
Alien Resurrection is the worst, but I love them all.
They're in a great order. That's how it should go.
That is how they should go.
You're right.
Yeah, she is more of a badass in the second one.
Yeah.
She's a badass in all of them.
Yeah.
It increases by the movie. And it's to the point where in the fourth one is ridiculous how much of a badass they've made her.
Well, because she's a clone, so she gets to have like super strength. Yeah.
Michael Biehn's character is also kind of a badass in that.
In Aliens.
Yes. Yeah. Everyone's a bit Vasquez.
Yeah.
Except
Paul Reiser's
their
character.
Whole unit.
Yeah. That, like, at one point, doesn't they call Reiser. Like you're the badass of badasses or something?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Just too badass. That guy who's got a crush on her.
Yeah. Vasquez is pretty tough. She's another female badass. We could have made a whole list of just female badasses.
We should have done two different lists.
Well, it's better. It's mixed. Mixed company.
Okay, I guess.
Why can't everyone be a badass?
Yeah. So that is your number four?
That is my number four.
Adam, what is your number three?
Okay. My number three is Dirty Harry.
Ooh.
Because who else... But Dirty Harry can be so badass while wearing a sweater vest. Like,
that's true.
He if you look at Harry Callahan's clothes, the fact that he can be such a badass wearing the clothes, like the ridiculous clothes, like he wears like some of the ugliest sports coats and V-neck sweaters, and he's still so fucking cool and such a badass.
Yeah.
So, Dirty Harry in any of the Dirty Harry movies. Mostly I feel like the first three were the ones where they make him dress the worst.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
now, is that important for you that someone surpasses through their own character the clothes they're wearing?
Oh yeah. Well, see, that's okay. I don't want to step on anybody's list, but it's like this, the reason why I feel like Anton Chigurh should be on the list because he exceeds his haircut.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like his badass.
Okay.
Like just project beyond the Prince Valiant haircut that he's stuck with.
Sure.
Yeah, no, that's true. And actually, Anton Sugar is in my honorable mention list. Well, look at that. I'm getting cops coming for another badass. But yeah, I just took him off of this list because I may put him in a villains list later on. I know we've done villains already, but maybe in a different type of villains list.
Yeah.
Because,
well, that, if we do, especially if we do that sociopaths list.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he'd definitely be in that list. But yeah, so that is your number three.
So yes. Funny, too. Dirty Harry is really funny.
He is very funny. The first one, okay.
It's like, you didn't have to shoot that guy.
If I'm going
to
do Dirty Harry.
You have to shoot him every time. It's like, well, if I see a guy
running down an alleyway naked with a hard on, I don't think I'm going to give him a chance.
No, I don't think he's collecting for the Red Cross.
Yeah. And the first one, that's the one where they play off of the Zodiac Killer. He's hunting the Scorpio Killer.
Yeah, Scorpio. It's scary.
Yeah, yeah. It is. I haven't seen all the sequels. I've seen some of them, but not all of them.
They're so good. It's one of the few series that even, like, I love it all the way through.
Yeah.
All the way through. It gets pretty silly, but I still love it.
I still live by his hot dog rule. I've been a cop for so many years. I've seen rape and murder and the worst kinds of scum the city can throw at me. But you know what really makes me sick? It's watching you put ketchup on that hot dog.
You don't put ketchup on hot dogs?
No, it's the worst idea.
Jenny,
wrong.
How do you take your hot dogs?
Both.
With ketchup?
Ketchup,
onions,
mustard, no onions, relish, and hot sauce.
Hot sauce? What kind of hot sauce?
It makes it sweet and sour? Hot and sweet. It's good. Sweet relish.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hot sauce. I go with...
Frank's?
No.
Tapatio?
Over two.
Cholula.
No. Tabasco. Cholula.
Cholula.
Yeah.
Cholula.
Okay. No,
it's pretty much Tapatio.
Just something. Cholula. The one with the wooden cap.
Yes,
yeah.
That one.
The one with
like
the lady
one.
In the dress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That one's my favorite.
Not the dude with the hat.
Right. See, I'm a Tapatio guy.
I'm a Tapatio guy myself.
Oh, Frank's.
No, fuck Frank's. It's all about Tapatio.
Fuck you, man.
It's all about Chulo.
You put ketchup on it also.
I do put ketchup on my hot dog.
The worst.
I don't. Mustard. Mustard and relish.
Mustard all the way. Yeah, relish is good. Onions are good.
Here we go. Let's take a little segue.
Why no ketchup?
Because hot dog...
It's just wrong.
This is important to talk about because hot dog is a movie treat. You know, you go to the movies, you have a hot dog. And it depends.
Sure, we can now talk about it.
It depends what kind of hot dog it is. Does it have a casing? See, if it doesn't have a casing and you're having a hot dog like the ones that have at the AMC, then you do want to put a little ketchup in it because it's a little dry, you know?
Well, that's what the mustard's for.
Yeah, no.
Stay away, ketchup.
And I put jalapenos on it too.
That's fine.
Yeah. But some of the ones with the casing, all the juices are inside, so I...
Ooh, jalapenos and relish would be really good.
That's good.
That's a good idea.
A jalapeno relish.
Ooh, that sounds even better.
There you go.
Still needs to be a little bit of sweet, though.
Yeah. A little mustard and ketchup.
Sweet jalapeno relish.
No ketchup. We're
just going way off topic, but we actually had these sweet jalapeno. It was sweet jalapeno relish. It was really good.
Really?
Yeah.
Where at?
Some local... place down in Vista, California.
Okay.
I'll have to give you it off mic. Okay, if you want to put it on the episode, like in the notes, you can get the sweet.
This is what we
get the sweet jalapeno relish from this whatever farms. It's really good.
Oh well, I want it now. You have to remind me to give it to me. So where are we at? I lost my place. We're back to Adam.
Adam.
Number three.
No, I did it. That was my number three.
Dirty Harry. It was
your number three.
We are really good at
numbers. My number three is, I don't know if you guys are going to agree with me. I think he's a badass. Luke from Cool Hand Luke. He just doesn't conform to like...
No, he's totally a badass. His own person.
Yeah. He's totally a badass.
And then when he's in jail, he's a badass.
It's the whole badass versus kick-ass. Like, he's just a badass.
He's just a badass. Yeah.
Why'd you have to say 50 eggs, Luke?
Have you seen this movie?
No, I've never seen it.
It's such a fun movie.
It's totally a dude movie, though.
Yeah. I think there's some... No, I guess... I love this movie.
I think you would love it, but it's totally a dude movie.
Yeah. It always fluctuates in the rotation of like my top five of all time.
So good. I don't care if it rains or freezes.
you have a very young Paul Newman just being a badass. You have George Kennedy as Dragline.
I don't think he's actually very young.
Is he?
No, he's like 40 in this. Yeah, probably. His hair is like already going gray.
He's always cool, though.
he is always cool.
When is Cool Hand Luke? 60?
It's like 30-something, 35. He's like 68?
It's 67.
67.
96-7, okay. Yeah, he'd be mid-30s at least.
Yeah.
And then you have Strother Martin. You have a really young Dennis Hopper in it.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, man. Dennis Hopper playing Baba Luga.
Harry Dean Stanton.
Harry Dean Stanton's awesome.
George Kennedy, though. It's all about George Kennedy.
Yeah, yeah. And he's just a badass. He, like, how many times does he escape from that jail, dude, just for being a badass? He tricks those bloodhounds.
Yeah, tricks the bloodhounds.
He was 42.
Oh, wow. Well, he was young compared to...
He aged very well.
He aged very well, yeah. But...
Paul Newman, they were the same age.
Who and who?
And George Kennedy.
Really?
Yeah, they were both born in 1925.
Is George Kennedy still alive? He is.
No.
Yes.
No?
Yes, he is.
George Kennedy's still alive?
Well, it says on IMDb he is.
Oh, well.
I think he is alive.
Wow.
That is pretty cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
I would love to see him in something again.
I'm really excited about the new Harry Dean Stanton documentary.
Yeah.
I really just want to see it.
I'm not going to lie. I'm a little obsessed with Harry Dean Stanton. If I had a son, I'd meet...
You name him Harry Dean Stanton.
Well, Dean
would be. You'd have three sons. Dean. Harry, Dean, and Stanton.
Yeah. And then I start a show called My Three Sons.
If it's a girl, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, Dean.
Harriet could be. There you go. Deanie.
Yeah.
Dina.
Yeah.
Dina.
Or Stantonina.
Stantoni.
Yeah.
Stanny.
You got it, dude.
Yep.
That's it. I'm going to lock that down. So, again, my number three, Luke from Cool Hand Luke. Love that guy.
All right, so my number three is Hans Landa from Inglourious Basterds.
Oh.
He is a not kick-ass, but a badass character, I think.
He is, yeah, he's a badass character. And just
like
bad
his
in general.
Badassness exceeds beyond his, like, dorkiness. Like,
yes.
Yeah. He seems like a dork, but he is... Like, it's like a creepy badass factor.
Yeah.
Like
I think that's why I like him so much, because he's still, like, witty.
He unsettles
and sarcastic.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a bingo.
Yeah. He's hilarious. But he's fucking scary as shit.
Wait for the cream.
Yeah. That's scary. When that was my phone. Sorry, guys.
Just a little scene at the beginning. If you'll excuse me, I think I've run out of the French that I can properly use. Do you speak English? Like, just the formality of it.
Yeah.
So good.
That's they're all badasses. Brad Pitt's a badass in that, too.
Yeah, and Eli
Roth.
Roth is a really cool character.
The bear Jew.
Yeah.
I like, my favorite scene is the scene in the theater where he's all, how do you say your name? He's all, Gorlami. And he uses his hand to emphasize the accent. Gorlami. He is a badass, but he's just such a heartless badass.
Yeah.
I would say also this is more of a sociopath.
Apparently really like sociopaths.
You know another badass in this movie?
Till Schweiger?
Shoshana.
Oh, she is
a badass.
Such a badass.
Yeah.
But Till Schweiger as Stieglitz.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He is a badass, too.
What's Fassbender's character's name? The Brit.
He's awesome in that, too.
God, he's so good. The scene in the cafe.
Yeah, he's really good.
If you don't mind, I think I'll go down speaking the kings.
Yeah. I got to rewatch it again. He's so good in that. But
Archie Hickox.
Yes. Yeah.
I do think this leans more towards a psychopath than
he does. Wait,
I guess I just don't get it, this doesn't like lessen my love for the character or anything. I just don't get badass off of him. Well, I guess.
Who? Hans?
Whenever he's talking to someone, but then I remember what he's doing.
I feel like a badass can unsettle you. Like, it's just like,
it's kind of what Adam said. Like,
I guess I want to applaud a badass.
Here's the thing. Like you said, Anton Chigurh, like he's got a bad haircut. You look at him and you don't think badass, but he transcends that, and so does this guy. He transcends like the dorkiness, the way he looks. He just does horrible things.
That's true.
I don't think badasses have to be good guys.
Yeah,
that's true. I guess I'm in the mindset of praising these people.
Yeah,
Jenny's into sexy dirtbags.
I like the scary guys.
Yeah, she's into the danger zone.
Yeah. Hans Danger Landa.
Yeah. But yeah, another movie with a bunch of badasses, so we should just pile them onto the list.
Yeah.
But good pick. Damn it. Brandon, what do you got?
My number three is The Bride.
All right. So
Brandon's all like, Snoopy. I put Snoopy as a badass.
Because you
he's
could look
so away. Friendly
wait,
and nice.
No, but Snoopy is a badass. That one makes sense.
He's yeah, Snoopy is a badass.
He fights the Red Baron.
Okay.
That's true.
Okay, well, you pick Charlie Brown then.
In your face.
<He's not laughs>
I would never pick Charlie
Can
Brown.
Can I confess something?
I'd pick Lucy.
Yeah, Lucy's a badass.
She's
I fucking,
scary.
I hate the Peanuts.
All right, come on now.
Wait, what is wrong with you?
What
doesn't
is
like
wrong
the Muppets,
with you?
Doesn't
I don't know.
Like the
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Did you read the strips?
No, I hated them. They're stupid.
You should read the strips.
No,
the
I'm
strips
not,
are really good. You're an older person. I bet you might enjoy them more.
I'm still waiting for that Family Circus movie.
Yeah. I hate the Peanuts and I don't like the Muppets. I said it.
That's crazy.
But you don't like fun things.
Send your hate mail to film at thefilmpodcast.com.
Yeah, you don't like anything that comes like from the beginning a place of joy.
Yeah.
You're fine if they end up there.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
It has to be broken somewhere.
Oh,
along
yeah.
Way. Like
yeah.
In a profound way. It either has to start or end broken.
Yeah. If the Peanuts was really still and like just.
Everyone's the Peanuts so are really still.
What about Charlie Brown just.
Yeah, they're puppets.
You know, he's a heroin addict. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe something
he's
like that.
He's practically a heroin addict. There's something wrong with you.
He's losing all of his hair. There's got to be something wrong
he's
with him.
He's got cancer.
Is it the Jesus stuff? All the God and Jesus stuff?
Probably.
In the Muppets?
No, in Charlie Brown.
Oh.
In the Peanuts gang. Or is it the metal? Is
those
it
are the cartoons.
Because corporate sellouts?
Those, yeah. Those aren't the strips. You
fucking,
should,
fucking MetLife.
You should read the strips because that's what the Peanuts are.
Not interested. I just don't like Charlie Brown. I hate his stupid
I'm
face.
I'm fairly certain Charles Schulz didn't have anything to do with the cartoons. Jesus.
I'm sorry. I just don't like him. There's nothing I can read
face.
Or watch that.
And Beetle Bailey, too. Fuck that guy.
Well, yeah, fuck Beetle Bailey.
fuck the kid with all the head lice in that.
Pig Ben?
Yeah, fuck that guy.
He's just dirty.
Oh, so now we're going after the poor?
Yeah.
He's not wait,
he's
no,
the Kenny.
Hold
Kenny
on.
Is
just Pig because
Pen.
He's dirty does not mean he's poor.
Yeah.
Well, but that's the Kenny is their version of Pig Pen.
That's great, but I don't remember them explicitly saying that Pig Pen is poor.
He really? Just doesn't like to wash.
He's just dirty.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just
you're just judging. You're just implying that all poor people are dirty.
Yeah. When they're not,
I'm
dude.
Implying that
that's Pig not very Pen. Badass.
Yeah, that's not very badass of you, dude. Or Kick-Ass.
You probably hate Pig Pen, don't you?
Yeah.
So I just said I love Pig Pen. I just got he's mad poor. At him for not liking Pig Pen or all of it.
I don't like any of them. I hate their stupid faces.
All right, anyways.
Adam,
sorry,
what do you got?
I just don't like how they changed voices, the voice characters. Mine was number, my number two was Aliens.
Okay. Oh. So it goes to me?
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry.
All right, sorry, one of the crazy anti-peanuts rant.
No
anti-peanuts
rant.
It is
rant.
Crazy.
You had an anti-peanuts
rant. Who's yours? Patrick Bateman?
My number two.
Is that your next one?
Well,
no, that would be Jenny's.
I don't mention. No, my number two is William Money from Unforgiven.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Is that on your list?
That's my number one.
Oh, well, let's talk about it. He's badass.
He is a badass. I also chose him as my number one because it encompasses every Western Clint Eastwood has done.
Yeah.
Because that character is all of those guys at the end of their life.
Well, yeah, that's why I like Unforgiven so much, because it could be a sequel to any of his Westerns. It could literally, and to me, it's the fourth movie in the Man With No Name series. But this time you find out his name. His name is William.
Actually, he does have a name.
Yeah.
He's Joe in Fistful of Dollars.
Oh, yeah.
It's really weird that they kept saying Man With No Name.
Yeah. Well, I feel like this is a part of that trilogy. Like, you see him as a badass in the beginning, and then, like, this is him
it's him
as
at
an
the
old
end
man.
Of, at the
know?
End of his days, yeah.
Yeah. And everybody's is really good in this movie.
So good.
This, it's funny. We have to make a list called The Perfect Movie, and this would be on there.
This is a perfect movie.
Yeah.
There's nothing, there's no fat.
No.
There's everything is, all the performances are amazing.
Yeah.
But him especially, just the weight of it, like the way he carries all the weight. Like, it was the perfect time for him to make. I mean, he may be able to do it. No, he couldn't do it today.
I have a friend who is working on Jersey Boys.
Yeah.
Clint Eastwood's movie. And she was like, she's like, it's sad to work on that movie. He's like, he doesn't
he's
look
just
good.
So old.
He doesn't, yeah, he doesn't look very good right now. And it's sad because he's a badass.
He is a badass.
Yeah. You can really put any of his characters in of his that he's played, except maybe the guy from Bridges of Madison County.
Madison County.
I don't see him like kicking ass too much.
He could.
He could. Yeah. But yeah, William Money is just, he's pushed and pushed, you know, because Gene Hackman doesn't like assassins or men of low character.
And just the fact, like his motivation to go and do this thing, like, you know, the rape of the prostitute,
yeah,
and like his wife being dead and his kids kind of being able to take care of the farm and him just kind of revisiting, you know, who he was, but for a righteous cause. Like, it's just there's a vulnerability, which is what I look for in a badass, apparently.
But, not Jenny.
But it's complicated.
Jenny's top is sexiness, dirtbagness, psychopath.
I feel like this is like right in the middle of the two of you, though, because that's how he was back in the day.
Yeah.
And he knows it. Like, yeah. He knows he was, and he pretty much blames it on alcohol.
Yeah.
But that's also true. I mean, you know,
let's not go blaming alcohol for all the problems of the world.
No, but I'm saying in an environment where like a fight can lead to a gunfight very easily.
Yeah.
When there's alcohol involved, that's going to lead to a lot of gunfights and murders. So if you're good at it, you're going to kill a lot of people.
Yeah.
So him coming from that and it just basically being a slow buildup to him losing it is unreal to watch.
That scene in the bar when he just kind of goes off, that's a badass scene.
Decorate your bar with my friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Should have armed himself.
It's a hell of a thing, killing a man.
So good. So quotable. Yeah. So beautiful.
So many quotes.
Yeah, the script is amazing.
Let's talk a little bit about the remake.
The Japanese remake?
Yes.
Yeah, it looks incredible.
For the people who don't know, there's a remake, not even in the works. It's done. It was released in... it's a Japanese remake?
Yeah, yes. Japanese remake.
With Ken Watanabe.
Yeah, I actually looked for it when we were in Paris for the winter. We had just missed it. It had been released, and I'm like, no. But it's coming to the States hopefully this year. It was released overseas last year, so it's basically what feels like a shot-for-shot remake.
It looks very, very similar.
It looks so good. But like even the poster.
But it's samurais.
Yeah. It looks amazing.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm excited, and it's Ken...
And Watanabe.
Watanabe. I'm excited. So that is my number two. Jenny, what do you got?
Wow, we're already on my number two?
Yeah.
Okay.
Another sexy badass.
So my number two is a good guy.
Finally. For Brandon. Thank you.
It's John Hannibal McClane Lecter. From John. Die Hard.
Again, another sexy scumbag.
Yeah.
John McClane's a badass.
Yeah. And kicks ass.
Normal, yeah.
And kicks ass.
Normal dude put in an extraordinary situation.
Yeah. Question, do you guys maybe you've seen it more recent than I have. Does he have hair in the first one?
No.
No?
Well, more hair. He has hair on the sides, just not on the top.
He's not totally bald. He's got the hair, because he was still doing moonlighting when this was...
It's definitely receding.
Okay. It's receding, but he still has hair. He has hair until...
And it's brown.
And two, he has a little bit of hair, still.
Technically, he has hair
in the third one.
That's true, but it's very thin.
Really? Yeah, he has hair.
It's buzzed, right?
Yeah, it's very short.
Okay. The many hairstyles of Bruce Willis. He is a badass. He takes down no matter where his environment is.
In fact, I would say now he's too much of a badass.
Well, it's the same thing with Ripley. Like as each movie progressed, he becomes more and more of a badass.
John Rambo, he becomes more superheroic.
He did have a lot of hair,
to where he can jump off of a fighter plane onto a car.
Yeah. To where he can launch a car into a helicopter.
Yeah, that's right.
Right. Yep. Yeah. It's all unbelievable now. But
his body's so strong and he's such a badass that radiation does shit to him.
Right.
Yeah. It's
like, fuck it. I'll just land in a pool of water that's been sitting here with radiation for years.
No, whatever.
He held his breath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't get anything in his mouth.
So. Yeah, he held his breath.
Yeah. There's nothing bad to say about that. That's a good choice.
That's also another perfect movie.
Die Hard 1?
Yeah.
Trifecta of badasses.
Hans Gruber's
a badass. Hans Gruber. Bonnie Bedelia's a badass.
Yeah. She's not given much to do.
But she's still a badass. Like, she's still a badass. She talks back to Hans and, like, she, like, takes charge.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Who else is a badass in this movie?
Al?
Yeah, Al.
Yeah.
Is that the limo driver?
No, who is it? Who's Al?
That's Argyle. Al is the cop.
Oh, yeah.
Reginald Bell Johnson. Reginald Bell Johnson.
The guy from Family Matters?
The limo Johnson. Driver's yes. pretty much a badass, too.
Argyle.
Yeah. Argyle.
Hey, he rammed that security door, dude.
Yeah.
You mean the ambulance. Well, and the security door.
Yeah.
He crashes into the ambulance, and then he crashes out the security door. Yeah.
Anybody that walks over glass, that's a badass.
Oh, and the guy whose name I always forget, who's in Money Pit, who plays, like, the guy whose brother dies.
Tom Hanks?
Yeah, oh, the guy who also plays Vigo.
He does not play Vigo. That's not him.
Vigo Mortensen.
It's a different guy.
Do you guys know that this originally was a sequel to
The Detective?
No. But originally it was developed as a sequel. I know it's based off a book and all that stuff, but it was originally a sequel to Predator.
What?
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it was just gonna be like just.
I don't understand how that works.
Dutch was just gonna be like, hey, he comes back to the U.S. and gets stuck in a building. It was a crazy, crazy thing. Yeah, like also like Beverly Hills Cop became two movies.
Oh, I just saw I saw Beverly Hills Cop for the first time a couple weeks ago, and then I finally saw Beverly Hills Cop 2 this weekend.
What do you think?
It was good. I liked it a lot.
Axel Foley's a badass.
Yeah, he is a badass. I should have put him on my list.
He's a funny badass.
Yeah, that laugh.
I think that would be a smart ass.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
no, he's a badass.
That laugh.
Well, he is a badass.
Fall for the banana of the town.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's a good one.
Anyways. John McClane, he's a badass. Done. We're done. He's amazing.
Sorry, guys. I just remembered how amazing Damon Wayans is in Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
No, you just take him.
Yeah. And Chris Rock is in the second one.
Oh, that's right.
At
Hugh's, about that.
At Hugh Hefner's house, gonna take us. He's the valet.
Oh, yes.
That was so funny. Mm-hmm. It was part like, surprise.
Two is Tony Scott, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So if we ever do our Martin Tony Scott list,
Tony Scott, John Landis.
Yeah, John Landis did three.
Yeah,
that's a weird choice for directing.
I mean, he had done Trading Places with him.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Both of those are on there on Netflix. I need to watch 3 and Trading Places.
You don't really need
and
to watch
48
three.
Hours yeah. is on there. Should
48
I watch
hours
that?
Is
go 48
watch
48
hours
before
three.
Oh,
Beverly
yeah,
Hills
yeah.
Cop
for sure, and yeah. never watch
what
Beverly
about
Hills Cop 3.
Okay, what about Trading Places?
Oh, yes, watch amazing. That. Watch that first.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then
and
what
another
about 48 another
48
hours?
Yes,
okay, those are
good.
All on there.
Trading Places, 48 hours, another 48 hours, and then you're done.
Never
you're
Beverly Hills
done.
Cop 3.
You are done.
I mean, if like you can watch like one of the PGG Eddie Murphy movies. Then, like, watch one of those, then watch Beverly Hills
Cop.
Okay.
You're
like, okay, this
Pluto
is
Nash.
So bad. Yeah.
It is so bad, it makes the other ones look a little worse.
Oh, no. I don't
it is
watch
so,
that
bad. It's
that
bad,
it's like
right?
PG-13. Yeah, no, it's, I'm ashamed that I enjoy it, but I, because I can't help myself.
You saw it as a kid.
I did, I saw it as a kid.
Yeah, that's
but
a
it's,
bad
it's
so
a
you're
PG,
super excited
it's a
PG-13
for it. Beverly Hills Cop movie.
Yeah, that's all you need
that
to know.
Good. Yeah,
no.
Got it. Okay, nice.
But you know, yeah. So just like Beverly Hills Cop was going to be, it split into two. It became Beverly Hills Cop one movie, and then the other one that came out of that one script was Cobra.
Right.
Mm. Another badass. Cobretti was the last name.
Ooh. Cobra Commander's a badass.
He's also a psychopath.
Another psychopathic villain.
What's wrong with you, Jenny?
Even offhandedly, you're falling into your own trap.
Oh, man.
Brandon, what is your number? Where are we? Two?
Are we on number two?
Yeah.
Okay. This is round two for this person on my list. Would be Jack Burton. Big Trouble in Little China.
Nice.
Second Kurt Russell role. This is usually my second or third favorite movie of all time.
Really?
Big Trouble in Little China. It's so good. And he is amazing. And he's a badass, but a completely bumbling badass until the very last thing he does.
Bumbling badass.
Yeah. He is. Like, he does nothing but fuck up.
I'd watch that movie.
Really.
You should write that script. Bumbling Badass.
You know what? I haven't watched that recently.
I think
Big
it's
Trouble
on Netflix.
In Little China?
Yeah.
I think
yeah,
it's
it
on
is
Netflix.
On Netflix.
Yeah,
yeah.
I need to watch it.
Yeah.
I've never seen
it. The Egyptian showed it, like, I guess that was a while ago. It's like a year or so ago. But it's unreal. It's the weirdest. I still think it's, like, the weirdest studio. It's a thing that no one would ever touch in a million years now.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
You can't even describe it. Like... Like for someone, if
Jack Burton's a truck driver, who with his friend Wang, who he plays cards with, runs into. Well, wait, no. Wang's going to pick up his wife to be, who's coming in on a plane from China, mm-hmm. a girl with green eyes,
he,
which is very rare.
Which he
a Chinese girl with green eyes.
Did
is
he
very
buy
rare.
Her?
No, he saved up to fly her over.
Okay.
But then he meets Kim Cattrall. Jack Burton meets Kim Cattrall at the airport as well when her and...
Samantha
from Sex and the City.
Before she went all slutty.
Sure.
She was probably all slutty back then, too.
Yeah. This is a prequel to Sex and the City.
They get taken by a gang, by a Chinatown gang.
Well, don't spoil it for Jenny. Just give us the rough strokes.
Okay. So anyway, they kind of...
A trucker goes in an adventure.
He ends up falling into this supernatural world of magic and like Chinese mythology in San Francisco Chinatown. And it is amazing.
Yeah. It's a fun movie.
That's all you need to know. And it's Kurt Russell being super Kurt Russell. Like, this is him in his
Kurt
prime.
Russell doing John Wayne impersonation.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
Wearing a tank top throughout the whole movie.
It's like Kurt Russell is an accidental Indiana Jones.
Yes, that's what it is.
There should have been a sequel to this movie. That would have been badass.
I like that it's... But I think I can't remember if we were recording, but Eric Powell, the guy who writes the Goon comic series, is doing a comic series of Big Trouble in Little China.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
That he worked out the story with John Carpenter on and everything.
Nice.
Yeah.
Really
so
cool.
That should be amazing.
Yeah. I'm excited about that.
I can't think of any guy who'd be better to do it. That's so perfect.
Yeah. Well done. All right. That's your number two?
Thank you.
Adam, what is your number one? You're recapping your number one.
Okay. So my number five was The Bride from Kill Bill. Number four was Shaft from Shaft. Number three was Dirty Harry from Dirty Harry. Number two was Ripley from Aliens. And my number one, I've had this movie before, I'm sure many a time, but he is the badass of all badasses, Jules Winfield from Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, he's a good badass.
It's one that says bad motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like
I had a wall.
When I hear the phrase badass, I just think of Samuel Jackson with his Jerry Curl fro and he's like just staring at you like you acting a fool.
Yeah.
And he's gonna shoot you.
Jesus, that opening model, I always forget how good Pulp Fiction is, and then it starts with him in the apartment when they go to get Frank Wally. I can't remember his name.
Shit, I forgot his name too.
I can't, he even says it in the speech.
Yeah. You, Brett.
Brett, yeah, Brett. That's right.
Let me guess. You're Brett.
I'm sorry, did I did I break your concentration? God, he's just so good.
Yeah.
Was he... He didn't get known... I mean, he's been in a lot, but he was not known for anything really before this,
I think,
right?
This like made him big. Cause
this broke him.
Sam Jackson. Because he had Kiss of Death, and he had been in like... Jungle Fever, like he'd been around, he'd been Coming to America, like he'd been around for a while.
He was in True Romance.
He was in True Romance, but like this, like blew him up.
Yeah, yeah.
I think because this was the same year as Die Hard before. Right around the same time as Die Hard with a Vengeance.
I think he went after this. He went into that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Bruce Willis kind of brought him over to that.
He's a badass in that too.
You know who's another badass in this movie? Pulp Fiction.
Everyone.
The Wolf.
Yeah, Harvey the wolf Keitel. Is badass.
He's because even Jules is impressed with the fucking wolf, dude. He's like, it takes 30 minutes to get there. I'll be there in 20. Fucking awesome. all right, that's a good list. I feel like we spawn a lot of different lists from here. Like we're gonna do 60 scumbags. Another list we're gonna do. Now we're gonna do psychopaths. Right? There's another list we gotta do.
Jenny's favorite psychopaths.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, here's my list. My recap. Number five was The Bride from Kill Bill. Number four was John Rambo from the Rambo movies and First Blood. Three was Luke from Cool Hand Luke. Sometimes nothing can be a real cool hand. Two was Willie Money from Unforgiven. And my number one is Otway. From The Gray.
Ah, I almost put that on there. I did too, yeah.
You were going to put The Gray on there.
Yeah. I almost did. But
any Liam Neeson, you know? He's just badass, dude.
Not until very recently, though.
Rob Roy?
Yeah.
Darkman?
Oscar Schindler?
No, Darkman.
Schindler is a badass.
Great. Here I am hating Jews because I didn't think Liam Neeson and Schindler's List was a badass. But no, you're right. Darkman. All right, that sold it. Sorry.
Yeah.
I apologize.
And he's just badass.
Michael Collins?
He fights a wolf with mini bottles.
If it helps you.
Of booze. Like, he makes Wolverine claws out of nothing.
Yes.
Yeah.
I say he loses.
As much as I say he loses, like, as much as I wasn't, I didn't love the movie as much as you did, I still wholeheartedly agree that Oddway is a motherfucking badass.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Agreed.
He is just the things he does in this movie. Liam Neeson's, he's a man.
The movie gets sometimes a little too wrapped up in like manhood.
That's what I love
sometimes,
about it.
Sometimes, but I still love it.
That's what I love about it. I think
they're talking a lot about being a man.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, sometimes it's hard being a man in this
modern
right. world.
I wish someone was talking about it.
I'm a material man in the material world. Jenny, what is your number? Let's recap number one.
All right. So my number five was Go-Go from Kill Bill. Four was Driver from Drive. Three was Hans Landa from Inglourious Basterds. Two was John McClane from Die Hard. And my number one was Ripley from Aliens.
Ooh.
Perfect.
Yeah. All right.
Number five, Snake Plissken, Ripley. Number three is The Bride. Two is Jack Bird. And number one is William Money / The Man with No Name.
Yeah.
Cool.
What's the honorable mentions? I got a lot, so. Jenny, you want to start us off? What do you have?
I put Walter Sobchak from Big Lebowski.
Oh, that's
good.
Yeah,
he is a badass.
He's a pretty good badass.
I have everyone in the Wild Bunch.
Yeah. I have Lee Marvin, just the actor in general.
Yeah. No, point blank, Walker.
Yeah?
Yeah, he is awesome.
You know his Pinch last movie?
Wagon. Yeah.
His last movie was the Delta Force. That's kind of cool. I like that.
Sarah Connor. I'm surprised no one put Sarah Connor.
Yeah, well, I feel bad about that.
I think it might have been a coin flip for people between Ripley and Sarah Connor.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I put her in, I feel like Terminator's in all my lists, and I just didn't want to.
Terminator 2, yeah. She is a hardcore badass.
Yeah, she's a badass.
Just that, like, opening.
I guess if we had done separate lists, she would have been in the top one.
Yeah.
I did have Riddick. Iko Uwais from The Raid.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Totally. Have you seen that, Jenny?
No, I haven't yet.
Oh. I think we should have a movie night with The Raid.
I ordered it. I have it. I have it on Blu-ray.
Let's
we should. We should watch it.
Before we watch
it.
Because
I need
two.
To watch it again, yeah.
When does part two come out again?
Oh,
isn't it like this week or next?
Yeah,
next
week. Does it really?
Same week as Noah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That's why I suggested this list, because Noah The Raid 2.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You think Noah's a badass?
And well, the way he's portrayed in Darren Aronofsky's, like, just look at those posters. Like, Noah's supposed to be a
badass. He did save a lot of animals.
Noah
he
Maximus.
Built an ark.
Yeah. He's Noah Maximus.
Noah Maximus. Yeah. He looks a lot more like Gladiator than he does like
Russell Crowe.
Evan Almighty.
And Sabotage?
Sabotage is coming out. And Cesar Chavez.
Oh, yeah.
He's a different kind of badass.
No one said Dutch.
Mm. Well, wait. We're
doing honorable
mentions, dude.
Okay. Can we talk about Dutch after I just said Dutch?
Well, here's the thing.
No one said it. Now we
I
said
just
it.
Did, yeah.
There you go.
You want to talk about Dutch, but Bill Duke, his character in this movie, he's fucking shaving without any, he just with sweat, dude.
I know, they're all
in the jungle.
In the jungle, dude.
Yeah, but Dutch ends up having to fight an alien force with nothing. Just him in the jungle.
Well, the jungle took him, so. Blaine is badass, too, with his big-ass gun.
Yeah.
He doesn't have time to bleed.
Shane Black?
Shame. Kicked a vulture for no fucking reason. What an asshole. If you guys haven't
Carl
seen
Letters.
This, if you guys haven't seen this, go to watch Predator. And there's a scene after they find the bodies in the helicopter, the skin bodies. There's a scene that comes out of nowhere, and I had never noticed it till I watched it recently. Shane Black kicks a vulture out of nowhere. Have you seen this, Adam?
I don't recall Shane Black kicking a vulture.
It's the funniest thing you've ever seen. Have I shown it to you, Brandon?
Yes.
It's quite genius.
Funny ever? Funniest thing ever.
Well.
Funnier than like Keyboard Cat?
Probably.
Oh, God, that's so good.
yeah. So everybody in Predator, we'll say.
Everybody in Predator.
Yeah. What else do you have?
Trinity. From The Matrix.
Really? She's your badass?
Yeah, she's
Agent
a badass.
Agent Smith is more of a badass, I think, than Trinity.
and here villains. We are with the villain again.
Yes! He's really good.
Trinity's, I would have said Morpheus.
He's a dude
or
in a
Morpheus.
Suit.
Trinity is the one who goes and gets Neo. She's a badass.
The agent is a dude in a suit, and he still kicks ass.
Ugh. Yeah.
How is Trinity not a badass?
She is a badass.
I don't know.
Then what's the problem?
She's no Sarah Connor.
Not a big fan of her.
There wasn't a problem in suit.
You're right. She's no Sarah Connor.
Sarah Connor gave birth and still was a badass.
Anyone that has feelings for Neo, I kind of question.
I don't think he's a badass.
Neo.
Keanu Reeves?
Aw.
You owe me a life, Jenny.
What?
Has anyone seen Man from Tai Chi? Or Man of Tai Chi, sorry.
No.
No, but it's in the trailer, I remember
yes.
that.
Yes.
Does he say that?
Yes. And it's amazing.
Keanu Reeves.
He's so good in it.
Chuck
and
Norris?
He made it. It's really good.
And the Dust Force.
Why didn't you say any Jean-Claude Van Damme movies?
Whoa, because that's just an episode unto itself. Jean-Claude Van Damme movies.
Whoa.
The work of Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah, you fucking Bodie idiot.
Bodie and Point Break is a
yeah.
badass.
Yeah,
no one said any Patrick Swayze.
Well,
I figured
Roadhouse?
You would do Roadhouse.
Roadhouse? Yeah.
Jason Bourne is a badass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kowalski.
In
Vanishing Point.
Vanishing Point, yeah.
Charles Bronson.
In
Everything.
In Anything, yeah.
Charles Bronson in Life.
Yes, Charles Bronson. I almost made it a tie between a Charles Bronson and Tom Hardy as Bronson.
As Bronson, yeah. That's what I was just thinking.
Also, a Steve McQueen in The Getaway.
Yeah, Steve McQueen.
He backhands her. He's like, fucking, you fucked up.
Yeah, what do you think about
it
that,
It worries
Jenny?
Me that's what makes him a badass in your eyes.
Well, he didn't
smacking
care.
His wife.
He was in the side of the road, and just people
Guys,
were driving by.
He's
and
such
he
a fucking badass.
Her.
Let me tell you how hard he hit his woman.
No. Yeah, that's...
He had a concern for the public. Like, he was out in public, and he just smacked her. He's like, whoa, weird, you know? Hold it till you get home.
Gene Hackman as Popeye Doyle in
yeah.
The French Connection.
Oh.
Yeah.
Popeye
Doyle.
Popeye also from...
Oh, Popeye from Popeye?
Yeah.
Oh,
Robin Williams, Popeye?
I had a tie between Faye Dunaway and William Holden in Network as badasses.
Yeah. No, Tyler Durden?
Hmm.
Or Jack?
Yeah.
I think our silence really says it all on that
no,
one.
I would also call him just like a monster.
He's not even actually a
from
person.
The Ash from the Evil Dead.
Yeah,
movies.
I figured someone was going to say him. That's really why I didn't say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's along the lines of Jack Burton.
Yeah.
He's a fool.
Yeah.
He's a hero.
Yeah.
I don't have anything else. Jenny, you have anything else?
Nope.
Adam?
I couldn't remember his name in the movie, but Rowdy Roddy Piper and They Live.
Oh, yeah. I don't know his name. Yeah.
But I feel like he may not even have a name.
Hulk Hogan's character in No Holds
Suburban
Bars?
Commando?
That too.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm going to get shit for this one too, but Freddy Krueger is a fucking badass.
Yeah, he's a pedophile. You know how he got the way he was, right?
And a psychopath too.
But he's fucking badass.
All the families of the kids he touched burned him.
Yeah.
Michelle Yeoh in Supercop and Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh. Michelle Pfeiffer in Dangerous Minds.
That's true.
Truth.
She's a badass.
Travolta and Get Shorty.
Oh, I thought you were going to say.
I thought you said Broken Arrow.
Saturday Night Fever.
He's
a badass.
He cares too much.
He's
about
wearing
it.
Disco
He cares too much about his hair to be a badass.
That's true.
Badass wouldn't care about his hair.
He is a badass in Get Shorty.
Yeah.
Get Shorty is. I don't know if you've seen it in a while, but it's way better than you remember it.
When did John Travolta start wearing a wig? Like, what? Do you know that?
He started dyeing his hair a long time ago.
But when did he lose the top of his hair?
The top of his hair. I don't know for sure he has. I just think he's dyed it really bad colors.
No, he doesn't have hair.
How do you know that?
Because they show there's pictures online of him without fucking hair.
He's like a Bret Michaels?
Yeah, yeah.
Bret Michaels was bald?
Pretty sure.
Yeah.
I think that's all wigs.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a point where it looked like the hairline was receding, and then it was magically not receding anymore around Broken Arrow.
Yeah. But now it's got that weird, like, devil goatee, but not even a devil goatee. Like that weird tuft of black hair, like right beneath his chin.
Yeah. Not a very tough look, John Travolta. Just saying. But you could be on our podcast. All right. So,
I feel like there's just a lot of badasses. We keep going on. It was really just a fun, quick, we need to record an episode list.
Yeah. Because our next episode will be our 100th episode. Maybe we'll do something special.
Ooh.
You don't know.
Top 100 movies.
Yeah. Well, it'll be a five hour episode.
Oh.
Cumulative.
13 hours.
Yeah. All right. So, is that it? Anything else you guys want to... Anything you want to plug? No? All right. Again, I think we mentioned last time, but plug that thing. Jenny, what's that thing called? The podcast?
Save the Podcast. Whew. I put it on our Facebook wall. I can't remember. It's Unfund Anything. It's Adam Carolla's Fund Anything thing.
It's to fight the patent trolls that are suing podcasters. So you can find that on our website or our Twitter.
Twitter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So check that out. And you can find us on Twitter at The Film Podcast. And you can find me on Twitter at Ricardo, U-L-T-R-E-R-A-S.
I'm at Jhenigh, J-E-H-N-E-I-G-H.
At B.L. Bennett, B-L-B-E-N-N-E-T-T.
I'm at Ann Adam Scott, A-N underscore Adam Scott. And I will not be speaking at the Paley Center for the Parks and Rec.
Make sure.
I'm positive. I mean, I guess I'll try to get in with my ID because my ID does say Adam Scott. But
did you see what my caller ID is? I posted it on Facebook.
I did. I did see that.
Yeah. It was interesting because you called me during Oscar night. And I genuinely thought it was Adam Scott who was calling me. I'd forgotten that your name was Adam Scott for that, like, second. And I'm like, whoa, how did this guy get my phone number? Does he want to be on the podcast?
He got your phone number and he put his picture in your phone.
So until next time, hey guys, have a good week.